Blog Talk Radio. mama.
There's a salvation. Ooh. Worship the God.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes.
Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
They call me. Was I the now? Praise God. No wonder they call praise a man.
Promise over in the great beyond, where the sacred shall soon the glory share, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there.
Everybody will be happy, will be happy over
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just thank God for all of you that are tuning in tonight. Praise God. Oh, what amazing grace. Oh, what amazing it is that we can praise God at this time and lift up our voices to him and be joyful unto him and exalt his name together. Praise God. The Lord is good. Praise God. Oh, one day, but we're going to be one day. Hallelujah. Are you looking for that one day when we all shall be together in that mansion, praise God, shouting and praising God, hallelujah. Oh, what a glorious time. Are you looking for it, praise God? I'm excited, praise God, at this season because I'm not serving a little baby in a manger. No, 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 no. I'm excited because he has left his spirit within us, dwelling within us, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son, a daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet. Whatever you may be facing in life today, whatever you may be going through, praise God. You might be going through something, just got your heart down. Well, come on up to bright glory. Hallelujah. Where we are praising God up here. Hallelujah. Lay aside every weight, everything that tries to easily beset you. Praise God. And let's praise. Let's just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there's joy. Hallelujah. In serving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a joy. It's a joy. It's a joy. And we don't want anything, praise God, to separate us from the love of God. And they just sang Blessed Assurance. It's Blessed Assurance for us because we have that assurance in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. May I pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we come before you, Lord God, asking you to forgive us for our sins today, God. Wash us and cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for you are a forgiving God. We thank you that you are seated on the right hand, making intercession for us, God. We thank you. We thank you for your loving kindness, Lord God. You have shown toward us today, God. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us today, dear God. We just thank you, Lord God, for those that have lost loved ones, oh God. Lord God, that you, oh God, is strengthening them, oh God, through this time, oh God. We thank you for every mother that may have son on drugs, whatever situation might be, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your healing virtue, oh God, that's flowing through them, that they will not be cast down, oh God, but they will mount up on wings like eagles, and they will soar, oh God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, you got them between the hard rock and the hard place, and Lord, you're doing your perfect work on them. Thank you for everyone that, oh God, writes a letter to back to God's favorites, thanking them, us, oh God, for, oh God, thinking of them, oh God. We thank you, Father God. Father God, for everyone that's cast down at this time, God, oh God, because they have someone behind prison water, because they have someone's on drugs, Father, we pray, God, that their spirit be lifted up as they call upon you, oh God. You will give them, oh God, beauty for ashes, oh God, oh, the joy for mourning, oh God, hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, you're going to heal every hurt. Oh, God, everything, oh, God, you're the healer, God, and we believe you for it, Lord God. Oh, God, so touch everyone that's coming on tonight, God, and, oh, God, strengthen them, oh, God, by your mighty power in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to thank you all again for coming on, praise God. Is there anyone that have a prayer request tonight, do press 1. Praise God. If you, while I'm praying, if you have a prayer request, please press 1 right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you and you and you and you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord is good. Yes, the Lord is good. Praise God. Go ahead, 281. Praise God.
Good evening. This is Minister Gwendolyn Bernardo. God bless you, Pastor George, and everyone else on the line. I'm asking for prayers for my little grandson, Jakal. He is not feeling too good right now about himself as far as friendships, and I haven't seen him like this in a long time. And so we come and ask that you have prayers of agreement to come against this the spirit, Jakal. Don't do that. Of anger, and also we need wisdom for helping him to let go of some of the playing the technology games. I think that have a lot to do with it. That's what we're trying to wean him off of, too, along with doing his schoolwork. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gwen. We do come against every spirit that's trying to deter him. Oh, and Father, I do pray that he give up and that his mind is centered, oh God, upon the Holy Spirit, oh God, as his grandmother teaches him, oh God, oh Father God. We lift up little Jakal now, God. Father God, let him, oh, I know he don't understand now why, but God, Father God, yes, God, you have, he'll understand as he grows older that it was good for me that my mother, my grandmother and my father taken away some of my things. So we break that spirit, oh, Father, of rebellion, offer him, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that he will have peace that passes all understanding. And, Lord, we bring Jakal before you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, 913.
Good evening. I would like prayer for baby Chloe. She had to have another blood transfusion, and she's having a temperature. If we could pray for her, thank you.
Father God, we bring baby Chloe before you, God. We have been keeping her in prayer, and God, you know all things, God. And Father God, we just bring baby Chloe before you, Lord God, that baby Chloe, oh God, your virtue continue to flow through her and heal her by your spirit, oh God. Father, I just thank you for baby Chloe, oh God, that you have her wrapped in your arms, oh God, and you're not going to let anything pluck her out of, even though the enemy wants to steal her. But God, she's comforted in your arms, oh God. So, Lord, remove anything from her that's trying to torment her, oh God. Father God, we give her to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, 985. All right, 3193.
Good evening. How are you?
Yes. Gracious, honey. Bless you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is Nelson Bowman. I just want to thank God for being in the mix one more time and pray. Thursday night had an awesome time on the call with the brother from prison. He said, Lord, turn me down and build me back up again. And
hey,
I thank God. God is doing something, and just keep on praying my strength that God will keep on in a van. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Bowman. We do lift up a brother right now, God, that God, whatever you owe, I heard a great lesson today from the pastor. Oh, I wish y'all could hear it. Maybe I might play it one day. But it will, oh, God, whatever you're doing in her brother's life, oh, God, if you got to tear him down to help him keep the faith, oh, God, help him to keep the faith, to keep on believing, God, in you, that you're going to do anything but fail. You will not fail him right where he is tonight, but God, you're going to bring him through the trial, and every trial, oh God,
that he's going through in there, God, is only to make him stronger when he comes out, God. God, a mighty man, God, that you have raising up him up to be, God. Father God, he's going to have a mighty testimony of, God, what you've done for him, God, because you're doing great things. God, you're going to let him see some things before he come out of there. Praise God. And Lord, you're going to let him witness some things when he come out, just as he step out. God, Father God, because your spirit going to move mightily in him and through him. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Anybody else before we go on? Praise God. Praise God. Did we get everybody that had a hand up? Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have here a 601-310. Is that Sister Carolyn Showers? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, bless you tonight. Bless you tonight. We have here, and I want to thank all of you all that comes on Minister Janice's show. Minister Janice and I are going to be ministering together tonight. I think I see one more hand up before I go on with the ministry. Sister Shawanda, go ahead. 225.
Good evening, Minister Vivian, and all the rest of the body of Christ. I have a prayer request. His name is Bishop Willie Williams. He's been released from prison about 4 years. He's did 40 years in Angola, he's been home about 4 years. Was doing real good ministering and going all over to different prisons and halfway houses and doing on the will of God. But I recently had asked about him. I hadn't seen him in a while, and I found out that he had got back on drugs and was letting the prostitutes be in his apartment. And I'm just praying that God will spare his life. He's 79 years old. Praying that God will bring him back into the fold and protect his wife from the drugs.
Well, Father God, we know, oh God, that you know Willie Williams by name, God. And you know the tempter has come, oh God. And we know what the tempter desires to do. He desires to sift him like wheat, God. But God, oh Father God, he knows you, God. Deliver him, oh God. Set him free, oh God, from the drugs, oh God. All the attack hit hard. But God, you are stronger than any attack, oh God. So Father, by your spirit, we just pray, oh God, that you will touch him tonight and deliver him and cause him to get back out here and tell the people about your goodness, oh God. Father God, move in and throughout his spirit, God. Take that taste of drugs from his mouth, oh God, that he will look at it and turn. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn. Turn from it and follow wholeheartedly after you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Father, I thank you for Willie Williams, and I thank you that he's going to be delivered and set free, oh, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, as I was saying, praise God, I want to thank all of you comes on Minister Janet's show on Friday night at 8 p.m., praise God. Great teacher in the Word. I pray that more of you all can listen to her at some time, if it's possible. Praise God. But she and I are going to be ministering together tonight, and I do want to say this to you. This is a special announcement. If you can, the Lord has spoken to me about
the 27th, I'm going to be cursing the things that you want me to curse and cursing the things that has happened, COVID and all these things, that anything that have attacked you in 2020. Okay? The last Sunday in this month, I will be cursing the thing. God said, curse those things, and they will not follow you into 2021. In 2021, this is what the Lord has given me. 21, we will be blessing you. We will bless you that Saturday morning, first Saturday, and we will be blessing you Sunday night at 7 o'clock. So they're going to be cursing, going out, and blessings coming in. Hallelujah. And I am looking for God to move mightily in our behalf. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because everything that the devil has meant for bad for us, hallelujah. I listened to the message that Pastor preached today. He says, Satan has come to sift you. That's what the word said. He come to sift you like wheat. But God said no. When the enemy tried to take Job on out, Job said he'll serve his God. When the enemy tried to destroy Jesus and told him that he could have everything if he would jump off that pinnacle, and Jesus said no. I'm telling you, the enemy has come and tried to destroy you, us, families, and friends. But the devil is a liar. Devil is a liar. So we're going to be, and we're going, and on first Saturday and first Sunday night, we're going to be reacting together. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are going to be some reaction going on for we're doing the blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I do want you to be a part of that. We want to curse the things of Satan on the 27th, but on the 20th, it will be Christmas. So we'll be doing Christmas celebration next week. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm trying to get my announcements out. Praise God. So you can understand. And if you got some friends that you know that might want to come on this program for the cursing and the blessing, praise God, please get them on here because I believe God is going to move mightily in our behalf. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has given me some of what he wanted me to say. I don't know whether it's all, but we're going to do whatever God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But tonight, Minister Janice, praise God, let me see if I have you unmuted here. Yes, I do. Praise God. Well, tonight, this is family night. And we know, praise God, that the family, praise God, is being attacked at this time. Personally, I do know somebody. I don't know about you. I know somebody that's being attacked right at this time. It's a sad time to be attacked by Satan. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's his aim. He wants to bring havoc in the family. Praise God. He does not want the family to be happy. This is Yuletide season. This is a time of joy. So we want to talk about the family tonight. This is just the right time, near Christmas, near the time when Jesus was born, when there was so much going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even Mary couldn't find place to lay her baby. Praise God. We are praying for family because so many things the enemy comes in and tries to, like she said, the pastor went back to drugs. They break them up in so many ways through drugs, divorces, not speaking to each other, over some small squabbles of unforgiveness and so forth, praise God. So, Minister Janice, what do you have to say on that tonight?
Good evening, everyone online. And I greet you with the name of Jesus. And Sister Vivian, you were mentioning the family and how so many things are going on with the family today. And, you know, we can see it, and many of us are living it. You know, we don't have to look too far to see what the enemy is trying to do. So,
I was just looking at,
you know, at really at the book of Genesis, and where Abraham, you know, how he was really the father, and he's our father. So many of us who often feel, you know, left out, you know, this time of year, you know, you're feeling lonely, you have that melancholy and all that, you've heard it, and some of us have felt that. Well, you have a father. you have the father of Abraham, and you have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so many times we forget, and it's okay to forget, but remember that God will send someone that will cross your path that remind you of who you are and whom you are and what you got. Because the enemy will come to rob us, sister. He comes to rob us. He comes to steal from us. And he comes to take our joy.
Amen.
So I just want to say that
we have
family. We have family.
Okay, so we know the family was created by God, and everything he created is and was good. Everything God created was good. So what happened to the family? What happened? We allow things to come in and cause havoc. Then we want to blame each other, but it takes two to make a wrong.
Yes.
The Bible says a family that prays together stays together. So how is our prayer life? We all must look at ourselves and not point the finger at the other. There are going to be hardships, but we must be ready to endure and not be fast to give up. What do you have to say?
Well, a lot of times we in a hurry, we throw up our hands, I can't do it. Husbands leave their wives leave their husbands, children are running rampant. Because for one thing, we don't take time to have quality time with God. You know, I remember as a child growing up, we all had to come to the table and eat. If it was 6 o'clock, dinner was served at 6. Now, if you wasn't made for 6, you have a real good excuse to my mom why you wasn't made. Because if you wasn't made for 6 o'clock, the kitchen was cleaned up, everything was wiped down, and no more interacting in the kitchen. But when we were in the kitchen and when we did come together to eat and sit down, we came as a family and we were able to say our prayers, say our graces. Those who didn't know how to pray and thank God, you learned at the table. You learned that because it was a family thing that came together. We don't have that no more, sister.
Amen. I'll agree. So, all right, since we don't have that, let's look at what makes up the family. According to God's word, husband, wife, and children. Where did it first start? We look at God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply the earth. How can the earth be multiplied if God hadn't started it way back? So, what do you have to say about that? Multiplying the earth.
A lot of the earth is being multiplied, but it's being multiplied in the wrong way. And you see, also here in the book of Genesis, God tells us that the man is going to leave his father and he leaves his mother, and it says that he will go and find him a wife, not the wife or the woman go looking for a man. So the world is, the earth is being multiplied, but we have went ahead of what God has ordained for us to do. We're not doing it his way. We're doing it our own way. So, yes, it is being multiplied, but it's being multiplied wrong. How wrong? When we hear that the child for the couple was at the wedding. Listen to what I just said. The child for the couple was walking, or the child was the bridesmaid, or the child was the ring bearer. Something is wrong with that.
Amen, amen. So let's look at the family that proceeded from Adam. We know Adam had a family, praise God. And then, so we can see where the curse come in. See, one thing, what causes so much havoc in the family, we allow things to come in, and then things get cursed. And it started way back in the Garden of Eden, all the way through Noah's time. And none of Noah's brothers and sisters believed. And guess what? The word of the Lord, they didn't really believe in the word of God, and they perished in the flood. So we see here that from Noah's time, we had murders. What you say?
Yeah. We see that, we witness a lot of that today. And, you know, just like when I just said that about the children being in the wedding, I see that in my own family. I'm not just pointing fingers at other people. Just like I could say it to everybody else, I have said it to them, okay? Because I am one. I don't bite my tongue. I don't say to be done openly, because if I'm walking with God, like I claim to walk with him, I have to not be concerned with who the word hurts. If the word hurts you, maybe it will come and clean you up. And it will do that. Praise so I will say this, not just to others, or not just to those who are on this line, but whoever needs to hear that. Because many times we miss our blessing, and we do it ourselves, sister.
So we know that Cain murdered Abel. We know there was all kind of weakness going on, just like it is today, weakness. So after that, Abraham's family and Sarah gave her husband to another woman. Then she lied. And then there was Sodom and Gomorrah. Then there was all kind of homosexual stuff. Don't we see that today? Don't we see how sin is going through our families? And my sister just said the pastor fell back into drugs. Well, it could have been from a generational curse. This thing falls back, and it does not want to turn you loose. So it goes on through the family, and we have families that how God delivered them out of some things. We know that there's homosexuality, there's lesbianism, there's murdering babies and all kind of things. We have so much going on in our land today, praise God. And when we look at it, it comes all back from way back, generational curses. And these curses, we're going to curse these generational curses on the end of this month. So, is there anything else you
had
to say?
No, on that, what I wanted to say was that we see that the murder, and we see that, and we've heard it all the time. A lot of times we hear it and we just let it pass over us. Boy, you're doing the same thing your uncle did. A girl, your auntie did that. Those are strongholds. When we see that, those are things that we should not just let it pass over. That is called to our attention because that has already happened, and it's a stronghold that's in the family that needs to be broken. And when we hear people say this, and we do, sit many times and act like we didn't hear that. That's a stronghold, and it needs your attention.
Well, we have that old Leviathan spirit, that old serpent that rides upon the water, those that have practice of enchantment, and is referred to, which was similar to the Moloch snake charming, and that old thing that twists things in our life, and it's a crocodile that comes from up under the water and comes up and it spews out his venom over the land. So we have this Leviathan spirit that rises up on the water, praise God, and he comes to attack, and he does if we are not prayed up, if we are not worshiping God. There are things that comes upon the line, evil spirits, but the Bible speaks of all kind of diverse spirits that comes up, praise God, and he comes up to attack, comes up to steal, kill, and destroy, praise God. But God, oh God, if we stay in Jesus, stay in him, praise God, he'll help us through everything, praise God, that we face in life, because the enemy is out here. Praise God. Anything else
yes,
you want to say before I go
home? The enemy is running rapid, and we need to run rapid too. And we need to remember that we walk by faith and not by sight, and that we are a physical body that has a spirit being that lives inside of us, and that there are spirits that are all around us all the time. And so we need to be careful about what we say. We need to choose our words more carefully than we do. We speak a lot of curses to ourselves through our words that we use. Some of us hurt our own selves. We've heard many years about the power of the tongue. That is true. The tongue is powerful and it is deadly. Satan listens to what we say. So we need to be aware. We're in a battle, and we have to learn how to spiritually fight the good fight of faith.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I think we have Sister Jackie Keys on, and I would like for her to sing us a song. Before I close out, praise God. Sister Keys, would you like to do a song for us? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I just thank God. I'm just listening at those wholesome words. And God is so good to us tonight. I'm just enjoying everything that went forth. I've learned how to live holy. And I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. For if I suffer, hallelujah, I will gain eternal life.
Yes.
I've learned how to be patient. Yes, I have. And I've learned how to wait it out. I've learned how to suffer. Boy, if
yes,
I suffer,
yes.
I will gain eternal life. But when I see Jesus, amen. When I see Jesus, amen. All of my troubles, all of my disappointments, all of my trials and tribulations, all of my heartache and pain.
when we see Jesus. Ooh. Amen. When I see Jesus, amen. The one who died for me, amen. The one who set me free from all of my sins. Oh, when I see my Savior, I can say, amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. And that's how we're going to ward off the enemy. Praise God. We're going to sing. We're going to shout. We're going to dance. And we're going to pray him over our families for this season. Praise God. Oh, praise God. We're going to pray leading on up to the 25th. Praise God. We're going to be praying against the enemy that he will not attack our family. Praise God. Our husband, our wife, our children, because God gave him to us. Praise God. God gave us a family, praise God, hallelujah. God gave us this, and he wants us to be happy and joyful. And everything that the devil that tries to turn for bad, I just pray it's going to be turned for your good, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Do we have our little girl on here? I forgot her name. Is she on? I would like for her to sing us a song before we go out, because we're going to pray in a few minutes. We're going to come against all these things, praise God. Is she on tonight? Let me see what her name was. Minister Zayden? Is our baby girl on tonight?
No, ma'am, she's not on tonight.
Okay, then. All right. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. But I do want to remind you all, if you didn't hear me from the what we're going to be doing, the Bible speaks of blessing and cursing. So we're going to curse the things out of our lives, out of our family lives on the 27th. Anybody that want to go through the blessing, this is what God has given me for 2021. I mean, curse the things out in 2020 and come in with a blessing, praise God. So we're going to come in with a blessing service on the first Saturday and first Sunday night. We're going to be doing some blessings because God want to bless his people. He is blessing, praise God. God is blessing us, praise God. But he said to bless one another, praise. We ought to bless one another, praise God. So I'm going to do some blessings, praise God, in first Saturday and first Sunday night. If you have anybody want to get in on the blessing business, please, we are all going to interact together on first Saturday and first Sunday night. But the cursing, I'm going to curse everything, every dead thing, everything that God has said is no good. I'm going to curse it on the 27th before we enter into 2021. Praise God. This is what God dealt with me about. And so if you want to be on, I would advise you to be on. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. I need a song from Minister Shawanda. Where are you? I need a song from you. Praise God.
Praise God.
Minister Zadie, do you have a song available?
I'm here, Miss.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank the Lord. A living testimony could have been dead and gone, but Lord, you let me live on. Oh, I am a living testimony, a living testimony. And I thank the Lord
I'm still alive.
Amen, amen.
I say I am a living testimony. Oh, you know I could have been dead and gone. But Lord, you let me live on. Yeah, I am. Thank you, Lord. Living testimony. And, oh, I thank the Lord. I'm still alive. Oh, yeah, when I face danger that I couldn't see, Lord, you kept your arms, around me. Yes, and that's why I know I am. I'm a living testimony. Yeah, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I'm still alive. Well, you know there's so many of my friends and loved ones. They've gone on before me. Lord, you know sometimes it caused my heart to bleed. But Lord, I realize, Lord, that it could have been me. I know, Lord, that I'm not worthy. But you keep on keeping me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, for keeping me alive. I say, thank you, Lord. I'm a living testimony. When I think about what could have been dead, Lord, could have been dead and gone. But Lord, you let me live on. Yes, I am. I'm a living testimony, and I thank the Lord. When I woke up this morning, oh, I said, Lord, I'm still alive. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, had activities of my lips. Thank you, Lord. I'm still alive. Had food on my table. Clothes on my back. Everything's doing fine. I said, thank you, Lord. I'm still alive. Oh, Lord, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I'm
blessed throughout the
fuel
tide
room.
Praise God.
I'm
blessed that no walk shall come by your dwelling. Praise God. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Zodi. And give my love to my first cousin. I see him in the background. Praise God. Hallelujah. His sister has taken him from the nursing home and taken him into the house with her. And praise God, I pray that he's comfortable and happy there with his sister. Praise God. Be blessed and be back here with next Sunday. We're going to praise the Lord together because we're going to rejoice in the Lord because it'll be the Sunday after, the Sunday before Christmas. Praise God, on the 20th. Let's just rejoice together. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.